worst thing about feeling lonely is the sense that you can never escape that loneliness.
I feel lost. There's no companionship. There's no comfort.
Hello, I'm Richard Fox, and this is Messages of Hope. Do you ever feel lonely?
I was working about 1,500 kilometres away from home, and it was 3 years before someone gave me a hug.
I think loneliness comes and goes. You can start the day quite happy, content with your own company, and then it's not enough anymore.
Well, I felt lonely after getting divorced from my wife, and when I come back to an empty house, and it's that silence, it's the lonely time. That's the hardest.
Life can be tough when we feel alone. We can end up focusing on what we don't do and don't have, and that makes it even worse. Even in this age of social media and the ability to connect with people across the world, loneliness is still a problem for many people. Do you ever look at the people around you and those on the internet and think, I wish I could be like them? Well, Facebook is a great way to connect. It also has the knack of making everyone else's lives seem more exciting than our own. That can make us feel lonely, even if we're surrounded by people who love us. So what can we do about it? Stay tuned for our guest today, John Henderson. He'll be sharing insights about loneliness and how there is hope. Loneliness doesn't have to have the last word. This is Messages of Hope. Here's John to share his insights on loneliness.
So many of us live among great crowds of people. Over 80% of Australians crowd together in cities and large towns, yet so many feel alone, disconnected. They lack intimacy and the security of established, warm relationships. The more we shift towns, change jobs, and chase our careers, often the less satisfied we are, the lonelier we become. It's so easy to lose contact with our friends and our family. Relationships and marriages get strained. They can snap, and our children suffer, and the cycle is repeated in them. When I was a kid, my dad was in the army, and army postings meant shifting to a new town every 2 to 3 years. Often we went interstate, sometimes we went overseas, and always I went to a new school. When I got to be a teenager, I was used to being the new kid, always the outsider. I can remember struggling to catch the bus to school in a strange city, not even knowing the route, where to get on or where to get off. I was so often embarrassed and ashamed, as I was always adapting to a new way of doing things and a new curriculum. I didn't understand the local footy teams, and so I developed a sense of solitude, shyness, easily embarrassed, and I had to develop a forced contentment with my own company. But in my case, my father made a specific choice. He knew that his boys needed a stable life, a community that would survive always being the new kid. Now, he could have chosen his army mates, or as a Christian, he could have chosen the group of Christians that gathered every week to worship God at the local church. I am eternally grateful that he chose that group of Christians. Wherever we moved, we belonged there, with them. They didn't care that we were new in town. They didn't care we didn't know the footy teams or what was going on in schools. They just accepted us as fellow travellers with Jesus. And that made a huge difference to me. That saved me. And it's still how I think of church, of life, and of faith. What I experienced, however, and the choice my father made, isn't all that common. If it was, so many of us would not feel as alone as we do.
I'm Richard Fox, and this is Messages of Hope. Later in the program, I'll be offering a free gift about coping with loneliness. But first, we asked a few people about how loneliness affects them.
I go into a shell and I close up and I start to disconnect, even though that connection is what I'm hoping to have.
I feel lost. There's no companionship. There's no comfort.
The worst thing about feeling lonely is the sense that you can never escape that loneliness.
Looking on social media and comparing your life to somebody else's and going, well, oh, they're having so much fun, or they replaced you.
Feels like there's no hope.
Loneliness causes us lots of trouble. Many behavioural extremes, and we can damage both ourselves and those we love. Loneliness makes us feel unwanted, unloved, devalued, irrelevant. We watch other people, particularly in the media, with seemingly wonderful lives, and we wonder why that can't be me. So loneliness starts to feed on itself. It generates bitterness, jealousy, anxiety, and sometimes even hate. And hate is always destructive. The violence that can result, in extreme cases, frightens us. We overbalance beyond the point of no return. But for others, loneliness is just a prolonged inner sadness. We can give up on the thought of ever being happy, of finding the human companionship we seek. Have you ever noticed in the book of Genesis in the Bible that when God first made human beings, he said it wasn't good for us to be alone? God made us to be together, to be with him, to be with other people. The thought of being an individual standing separate and apart is a recent invention. Before recent times, people were always part of a group, a family, a society, or a nation. To be alive, to discover the joy of companionship, was to be with others. And that was more than just survival. It was where you found the source of life, the source of meaning, and your personal joy.
I'm Richard Fox, and this is Messages of Hope. We've been exploring why so many people feel lonely, even though we have more opportunities to connect with other people than ever before. If you found ways to cope with loneliness, we'd love to hear about it. You can share your thoughts with us on our Facebook page at Messages of Hope, and your story may encourage someone else. Stay tuned for more input from John after we hear from some other people about how they cope with feeling lonely.
I might start feeling tired and depressed and lonely, and I know, hey, as soon as I start feeling some of those things, time for walking, exercising, getting out of that groove.
I think part of it for me is to be okay with myself.
One thing about having Jesus has meant that he actually is there to share stuff with.
Have you ever dared to think of God as your friend, someone you could be together with and get close to? I know that's not how people usually think of God, but it's how I read him in the Bible. Yeah, sure, there are stories there about God, the remote creator, the eternal being, and sometimes even the angry judge, because God is always more than we know. But the main thing is that God wants us to be truly alive, with him, close. He has shared our loneliness, and now he asks you to share his life with him. And that's where Jesus comes in. Someone who was born without airs and graces. Someone who was born in a manger, amongst other people just like him, without any barriers. He walked among friends, and he also walked alone. He came close to us so that we could get close to him and know who God is. Psalm 145 promises us, he reaches into the void of empty lives and enriches and fills their hungry hearts. He is near enough to hear our every cry, to sense our every need. Jesus can do this for us because he is one of us, born of a human mother and living a human life. He knows just what it's like. He knows how it is when friends let you down, people abandon you, and the world turns against you. He knows the temptations, the cries for help, and the feeling of being lost in the wilderness. He knows what it's like because he went right through it to the end. He stands in your place. He faces all your demons, and he doesn't let you go. He didn't wait for you to ask him before he did this for you, and he won't force himself on you now. All he asks is that you trust him and let yourself get to know him. Jesus' invitation to you always stands. He'll never withdraw it. If you want to pick up a Bible, you can check that out for yourself. He wants you not only to know him, but to become part of a community gathered around him, those who trust him. There, you will meet others who are on the same journey. you will find that you are not perhaps as alone as you once thought you were. And slowly, but surely, life can become connected and meaningful once again.
This is Messages of Hope. For more about overcoming loneliness, go to messagesofhope.org.au, where you can also order a free booklet. Loneliness can make you feel hopeless at times, but Jesus offers lasting hope, and He's there for you, even when no one else is around. For your free booklet on overcoming loneliness, call us on 1800 353 350. That's 1800 353 350. Or go to messagesofhope.org.au. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us next week for another message of hope.